This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. During her visit to the state of Iowa on Monday, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins discussed the possibility of payments to farmers impacted by trade disruptions and tariffs. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate. Paid for by Bayer.
On Monday, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins discussed the possibility of payments to farmers impacted by trade disruptions and tariffs. On Tuesday, United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, confirmed that Rollins addressed the topic of potential market disruption payments.
She did talk about that in Iowa because my chief of staff was at that meeting and reported to me that she said the possibilities of helping farmers if they're hurt by the tariff.
According to the U.S. Government Accountability Office, USDA's Farm Service Agency administered the Market Facilitation Program, which distributed payments to farms for losses caused by international trade disruptions in 2018 and 19. FSA distributed $23 billion in such payments for those years. Senator Grassley was asked if he thinks the program was effective in its use in 2018 and 19, and whether similar payments will be needed again because of trade disruptions and tariffs.
Both cases, I'd like to say no, but the reality of it is if farmers get hurt, even though they'd rather get their money from the marketplace than from the federal treasury, if government action hurts farmers because farmers have no control over it, that's why we have a safety net in the first place. And if that safety net, which we call the Farm Bill, is no longer effective, then I would expect that safety net, if it's got a hole in it, to be filled. And that's kind of what happened in 2019. And I assume farmers will want it to happen again. But it's not the most favorable thing to farmers.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.